Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your phone is an extension of yourself? Like you're constantly checking it, even when there's nothing particularly urgent popping up? You know that feeling when you reach for your phone out of sheer habit, even though you haven't received a notification? That's technology addiction whispering in your ear. And today, we're diving deep into how to recognize it, understand its impact on our mental health, and most importantly, break free. Because let's be real, we're living in a world where technology is constantly vying for our attention. It's designed to keep us hooked, with notifications, endless scrolling, and dopamine-inducing content at our fingertips. But here's the thing, while technology can be amazing, it doesn't have to rule our lives. We can be tech-savvy without becoming slaves to our devices. So, how do we navigate this digital jungle? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your mental well-being and thrive in a tech-saturated world. 1. Awareness is key. The first step towards conquering any addiction is recognizing that you have one. Be honest with yourself. Are you spending more time scrolling than connecting with loved ones? Are you constantly checking your phone, even during meals or conversations? Recognizing these patterns is crucial. It's like acknowledging the little voice in your head saying, "Hey, maybe we're a bit too attached to this thing." 2. Set boundaries. Just like you wouldn't let someone barge into your personal space uninvited, you need to set boundaries with technology. Designate tech-free zones and times, like during meals, before bed, or on weekends. Think of it as carving out sacred spaces where your phone is not the boss. 3. Cultivate real-world connections. Nothing beats genuine human interaction. Make an effort to connect with loved ones face-to-face, engage in meaningful conversations, and nurture those relationships. Remember, building real connections helps us feel grounded and connected to what truly matters. 4. Rediscover offline passions. What hobbies or activities did you used to enjoy before technology took over? Dust them off. Whether it's reading, painting, playing an instrument, or simply taking a walk in nature, reconnecting with your passions can bring joy and fulfillment beyond the digital realm. 5. Seek support when needed. If you're struggling to manage technology addiction on your own, don't hesitate to seek help. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider therapy, or explore online support groups. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright and ambitious young professional who spends most of her day glued to her laptop and phone. She constantly feels overwhelmed, anxious, and sleep-deprived. She longs for more peace and fulfillment but struggles to disconnect from the digital world. One day, she decides to take a weekend getaway without any devices. At first, it's awkward, but then something incredible happens. She rediscovers the joy of simply being present in the moment, connecting with nature, and engaging in meaningful conversations with her loved ones. Sarah's story reminds us that even small changes can have a profound impact on our mental well-being. By consciously choosing to limit our technology use, we create space for real connections, personal growth, and a sense of calm amidst the chaos. So, my friends, let's commit to navigating technology with intention and awareness. Let's embrace those moments of offline bliss, cultivate deeper connections, and reclaim our mental well-being. Remember, life is meant to be lived, not just scrolled through. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to technology addiction? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to a healthier, more balanced relationship with tech. Don't forget to subscribe. Share this episode with a friend who might find it helpful, and join me tomorrow for another dose of real talk.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.